In an era of political polarization, a mob rooted in white supremacy invaded a center of government power in order to disrupt the democratic process. They brandished weapons, were influenced by misinformation, and even photographed themselves in front of the destruction they caused. This is not referring to the riot on January 6th at the U.S. Capitol building, but a more deadly insurrection in Wilmington, North Carolina in 1898. In November of that year, a group of around 2,000 white supremacist men expelled opposition black and white political leaders. They caused property damage, burned down businesses, including the only black newspaper in the city, and killed an estimated 60 to 300 people. To find out what happened at Wilmington, I asked AT African American history teacher Mariah Bender.
I think nationally, it's really important to place North Carolina in context and conversation with its Southern counterparts. So the history that North Carolina has within the Civil War and also in the wake of the Civil War and the period of Reconstruction. So it's important to contextualize the fact that though South Carolina was one of the places that officially seceded from the Union first, North Carolina still had a massive population of enslaved Africans, and therefore whatever efforts they would make later to uphold the slaveocracy would be significant, just given their historical relation and proximity to slavery. And I think as a country, it's important for us to think about the fact that slavery is still very much the foundation of American society, and a good deal of the issues and tensions that arise between groups of people and the social hierarchy is also established based off of a system of enslavement.
So from what we know today, what exactly happened in Wilmington in 1898?
So from my understanding of it, there was a dispute similar to the Capitol insurrection. But I'm believing that most of what happened had to do with this attempt of an essential coup that took place with conservatives in North Carolina. And it was mostly it was motivated by the white citizens against the black citizens in Wilmington. And so it was a turning point because the city was pretty interracial. And at this point, it came to the point where realizing that African Americans are going to have power possibly represented a threat to the white supremacist government that was there. So you can see a lot of that in the recent events that have taken place at the Capitol, absolutely.
So not a lot of people really know about this event. Do you think that there's a reason for that?
I think most of it has to do with the fact that America is not very good at really embracing the fact that it's a country founded on slavery. And so events like race riots fall in that category of really the legacy of slavery. So it makes sense that similar race riots aren't really widely discussed. Also within North Carolina, there's not much of a discussion about the effects and legacy of the riots either. So I'm sure that most of it has to do with the fact that America just has an issue dealing with its slave past and the legacy of that slave past.
What kinds of parallels can be drawn between what happened in Wilmington and what happened in Washington on January 6th?
Well, I think a big part of both of those events have a lot to do with the concept of nationality and what it means to be an American and who is deemed American, who is deemed un-American. And so in both cases, you have a potential threat, a deemed perceived threat from a group of people who have historically been known as Americans and have benefited from that, feeling as if their country is leaving them, feeling as if they are losing power, rather than actually embracing the fact that this is a multi-ethnic, multilingual country that we live in, and that regardless of racial majority, that doesn't denote any kind of racial superiority. So I think there's a lot of commonalities along the lines of feeling as if power is leaving and then reacting to that with violence, which is really the tool and only tool that this country knows how to resolve its problems. It's either violence from intra-citizen violence or the government inflicting violence on people.
With those parallels, why do you think it's important to remember and understand these kinds of historical events?
I think it's important because events like the Capitol, had we known more about things like Wilmington, had we spoken more about race riots, had we spoken more about the events that take place in the after effect of somebody attempting to feeling as if power is leaving them, we would be more equipped to actually have fewer of these incidents. So if we actually talked more about the events that happened in the past, and we talked about how that represented something that America has moved away from or has tried to move away from, then there wouldn't be such this, I guess, disconnect and confusion amongst a lot of people who were confused as to what happened at the Capitol and said things like, this is not American, when really violence and violence on people is American. It's the most American thing that there can be. Now, if we want to change what that looks like, we have to embrace the fact that historically, this has been a country of violence. And so I think that makes the most sense.
The Wilmington insurrection of 1898 shares many parallels with the riot at the Capitol building. I learned from Ms. Bender that progress on many of the issues in our country needs to start with an acknowledgement of historical events like these. This gives us a chance to reflect on our country's history and ensure that it does not repeat itself.